My social anxiety is the only way that I can get love and attention. Start tapping on the side of your hand, karate chop, and repeat after me out loud. Even though a part of me doesn't want to let go of my social anxiety, because it thinks it's the only way that I can get love and attention, I accept myself and how I feel about this. Even though part of me believes that without my social anxiety, no one will give me this much love and attention anymore, so this part does not want to overcome my social anxiety permanently. And yet I accept all parts of myself. Even though a part of me believes that I need my social anxiety to get love and attention, and that without it, I will have less or none, I accept that this is the way I feel now. And I'm curious about exploring what else might be possible. Beginning of the eyebrows. Part of me is convinced that I need my social anxiety to get love and attention from people. Side of the eyes. It's convinced that without social anxiety, I won't get love and attention. Under the eyes. That it is my social anxiety that gets me love and attention. Under the nose. And that without my anxiety, I won't get any. Chin. I'm curious whether this is really true. Or whether it is the only possible truth. Collarbone. I wonder if there would be some other way for me to possibly get love. Under the nose. But I'm pretty sure there is none. Liver point, because maybe I'm not lovable and interesting enough. Maybe that's the problem in the first place. Wrist point, I wonder why I feel that way. Top of the head, and I wonder what would happen if I changed that. Beginning of the eyebrows. I'm pretty sure I won't be loved any longer when I'm free of my social anxiety. Side eyes, without my social anxiety, people have no reason to love me or pay attention to me. Under the eyes, maybe I'm just not lovable. Under the nose, maybe that's the problem. Chin. Maybe I don't feel lovable. Collarbone. Possibly I am lovable, but I don't feel that way. Under the arms. It might just be the case that I therefore need my social anxiety. Liver point. But what if I could start feeling lovable and good enough? What if me changing by using EFT is exactly what is going to cause me to feel more lovable and confident? Wrist point. And what if a big part of overcoming my social anxiety is linked to me loving myself? Top of the head. And what if As I love myself, I naturally draw people to be more loving to me. Beginning of the eyebrows. Maybe the more I love myself, the more others love me too. Side of the eyes. Maybe I won't need the social anxiety anymore. On the eyes. But what if they don't love the real me? On the nose. And what if they do? Chin. What if I really love the real me? Wouldn't they love me too? Collarbone. It's scary to think that I will be without my social anxiety. Under the arms. It doesn't feel safe yet to take that risk. Liver point. But what if I can change a small, safe step at a time? Wrist point. Love myself a little more and then a little more. Top of the hat. What if making this change can be gentle, safe, and easy? Beginning of the eyebrows. I want to be loved for me, not because I have social anxiety. Side eyes. I'm willing to start loving myself a little bit more. Under the eyes. Going through the steps to loving myself more. One small safe step at a time. Under the nose. And as I love myself more. Chin. I choose to trust that I'll be loved more. Collarbone, and I won't need my social anxiety for love and attention any longer. Under the arms, because I'll get all the love and attention that I want. Liver point, because I will feel lovable and worthy of love and attention. Wrist point, that's the real change that I want. Top of the head. I choose to change so I can feel lovable and confident. And naturally have all the love and attention I desire. I choose to replace my social anxiety with self-love. Deep breath.